Excited about that or very sad about it. You know what? That isn't true. Hot Stuff will be here. Like a week before Comic-Con. I guess everybody will be here the week of Comic-Con. Wow, I just belched and it tasted really terrible. So, yeah. Another Thursday show. Nothing has really happened in the game, I don't think, since then. Some things failed to get done on time. Some things fail to get done correctly. I'm told that my vocal levels are very low again, and for that I am sorry. I'm gonna this didn't actually retain my settings from last time. Careful here. Gonna turn this up a little bit, and that's as high as I can turn it up. I need to get a better mic, or well, that you know that's the thing. I don't understand. This is a good mic for Ventrio. Nobody ever has any trouble hearing me. I don't know if the... See, also, I speak with very variable volume, and a lot of the times, like now, for instance, it just spikes the volume. Little bouncer, green light, yellow light, red light things. Anyway, sorry. You can either download some software that evens out big spikes in volume while you listen to the show, or you can just turn your speakers up and buy new speakers on the sibilances. I guess, you know, it worked out pretty well last time to read questions from that day and then go back days, but then it was a pain in the ass when it came time to actually flush out the messages. I think that what I might do is just go through and read just the questions that are sort of unique or interesting from previous days. There hasn't been a radio show since last Thursday, so there's a shitload of questions. I doubt if I'm going to run out of stuff to do here. Wow, it's also late. I didn't realize how late of a start I got. Moosicle asked, what days are you going to be at Comic-Con? Every single one of them. We're going to be there in our booth. And this year, our booth is actually listed under Kingdom of Loathing rather than being listed under Asymmetric Publication, so we're easier to find. You can find us next to the Fuzzy Balls. Derek6711 says, can you put in a list of all the quests in the game and where you can start them? No, but the KLO wiki can. Vraxflail says, hate to get entirely off subject, but what originally was asymmetric.net? I mean, was it a chat site or something? No, it wasn't a chat site. It was just my personal website where I tried to be funny on the internet. Turned out that I needed to be funny on the internet in an entirely different way than I thought. But you know, it was a blog before the word blog existed, man. That may or may not be true, but it was a blog before the word blog was known by me. It started out, it was supposed to be some pretentious artsy site, because at the time I thought that pretentious artsy sites on the internet were just sort of the height of artistic expression. And then I sort of moved to a real town and met a lot of the assholes who run pretentious artsy sites on the internet, and that was the end of that. Monotreme Enigma said, do chef staves between mysticality 20 and 125 exist? Allow me to consult my chefstaff_notes.txt file. I'm thinking that they don't, actually. You know, this file has everything except the mist requirements to equip. There are only 8 chef staves. So if 8 have been found, then they have all been found. There is a huge gap in the middle. They were basically supposed to exist on a continuum between 20% and 150% spell damage, and there's a 20, a 20, 25, 35, and then a bunch of 150s. It turns out that there were not nearly as many staves in the game as I thought there were. I think that actually coming up with a chef staff for every staff is not going to be nearly as overwhelming a task as I originally thought. The trouble there is that, like, there are ranges in which it makes sense to have one staff for every element, and then ranges where I really can't do that. Might also be neat to have high-end sort of hybrid. Like, the staff of the Grease Fire, I think, is neat. It's more interesting than the other staves because it's, like, different. I'm still up in the air on whether or not I want to put in any weaker chef staves that don't require pulverized yields. You know, it's possible that the next batch of chef staves will all require saucer or potions. I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with putting in a batch that doesn't require that. It's just a matter of putting in staves that don't require anything cross-class. Which, I don't know. I can see how you would get upset about a skill that was useless in hardcore, but there are tons of skills that are useless in hardcore. It's just that you were expecting more because I built up your expectations about rigatoni based on this. And I don't know. You know, we'll see how it works out. LOTE says, hey, when you collapse a table or whatever in your inventory, it still takes time to load the items. Could you change that? No. No, I could not. Xmudic says, hooray, Martin Lawrence. Agreed. Rickett says, Chick, the Grimmicite gas masks look like you're looking at a tanker truck from behind. Just saying. Yep. Quisalis says, my husband feels the same way about the onion. He read it on paper before the net, and now their site is so full of frames and flash that it's just difficult to deal with. Yeah, the way to get me to stop going to a website is to put those goddamn popover flash ads in front of the content. Just the first time that happens to me, I am never going back to that fucking site. I don't actually remember if the Onion did that or not, but yeah. The Onion just became everything that I hate about websites, and I don't even care if it's funny anymore. It was getting to the point where it was sort of the same thing over and over again anyway. Weasel says, would it be possible to create an inventory section for combat usables that won't be gone when you use them in combat? No. I don't want to draw that distinction because I want the option of having items that are a sort of a hybrid of those two types without having to explain that to everybody. Then if anything ever did happen, they would say, or like if the boner day gun knocks some spices out of your hand, you're like, wait a minute, it said in inventory that these wouldn't go away when they were used. And now I can say, no, it didn't. Never any guarantees on that. ACDR says, also, it's possible to equip 2 rose-colored thingies from the hippies by equipping one to the second or third slot and then using the outfit drop-down to equip the war hippie stuff. Yeah, that is because the custom outfit code is a constant thorn in my side. Dive Vernon says, might it be possible for some kind of expeditious retreat skill that perhaps at some cost allowed running away to be free? Oh, sorry, that was a terrible sentence, he says. Might there be a skill that allowed running away to not cost an adventure at the expense of something else? It's hard for me to imagine what it would be at the expense of. You know, and also, that would open up a giant can of worms. I'm okay with there being relatively difficult to get consumables in the game that allow you to run away without it using a turn, but if you look at the number of just sort of weird, crazy things that people do with the tattered scraps of paper, I like that. You know, it's a neat mechanic, and that one was all hot stuff, so I can credit him with... Or rather, the people doing the neat stuff with that, credit him for coming up with it in the first place. Because I neither would have come up with that on my own, nor did I understand the implications when it was put in. So, at the same time, doing that for mana, I feel, is a bad idea. Nuju says, when you try to use the Rock Band flyers on enemies in the ballroom, it should fail with the message, "You call that music?" Dalgar says, there are no more ducks here on McMillican Cuddy's farm is unsatisfying because it doesn't seem to have any narrative justification. Could you add some funny context? Yeah, you know, it was... What I meant to do with that, and this was just... it made my brain hurt thinking about how I would write the code for this. What I meant to do was, after the war, you could go to McMillican Cuddy's farm, and when you talk to him, he would say, oh, you know, by the way, some of those X are back. You know, the X being those fat ducks or burning ducks or whatever. And then at that point, it would pick where it was putting the ducks. And there would be some narrative for it. But it turned out to just sort of not be reasonable to do that, so... You know, it's the kind of thing that might eventually get some narrative if I figure out a clever way to do it and get a lot of time. Kittywick says, idea, make the brick of sand throwable like normal bricks. Maybe even have it disintegrate upon impact to keep scarcity. I mean, people like in hardcore are currently brickable, aren't they? I mean, I'm a little bit... Having it go away completely would be one thing, but so you know that sort of undermines the specialness of the actual bricks. Dreamer TK says, "I think the nuns are the real filthy, thieving, dirty, rotten bandits. When in compact mode, there's no way to go back to the orchard when you don't have the scent without going through the map. Could there be some sort of go back link on these pages? On what pages?" Go back to the orchard when you don't have the scent. Oh, right. Yeah, okay. So here's a problem. When I was in Boston, somebody figured out that a bunch of the new zones that I had put in, you couldn't adventure in them, but you could find the name of the container document for them. And so I changed something in the way that those backlinks are generated, and I don't remember what it was, because it was hasty and done to, you know, prevent further spoilage. And now that stuff is all fucked up, and I don't really understand how it works anymore. At some point, I need to sit down and just fix all of that. Also, in the meantime, I totally changed the way that the game checks to see whether you have a certain zone accessible or not. And that's something that I had meant to do for a long, long time. Like and that's why, under new circumstances, Teleportitis can send you anywhere, because there's a good way for it to know where it can send you. but yeah, you know, those issues are known, and I will try and figure it out whenever I get a chance. I've been, you know, and I'm sure that you probably understand this to some extent, I've been taking a little break from working on KOL. There are a lot of little balance tweaks. There are a lot of little things that are going to make some of the NS13 complainer set a little happier than they were. A lot of things on my list of things to do, but I didn't really want to. I don't know. I plan to just start working on the game kind of piecemeal again in the time between, let's call it Monday and when we have to start really dedicating ourselves to getting ready for Comic-Con. And so we'll be back in something approaching active development before too long. Drunk on Punk says, I think the comment about the black pension check being offensive was the result of interpreting it as black person's welfare check. Well, that is not our fault. Telesar says, loving the hell out of the new content. Thanks, guys. You're welcome, Telesar. Let's see. Gorblack says, hypothetically, if you used an odor extractor on an ultra-rare monster, would you have a greater chance of encountering it again? No. No, you would not. And then he says, could you make the glug, glug, glug adventure in the Oasis skippable? No. No. That's just one of the disadvantages of trying to farm the Oasis, is that you have to waste one out of every six turns doing that. And that's just how it is. QOV says, why would I agree not to steal any gravy from the fairies in the spooky woods? Am I nuts? I prefer to get my gravy from the Dungeon of Uselessness? Yes. Yes, you are. Yes, you do. Gorblack says, can you reset the order of the outfits in our drop-down menu to appear... no, sorry. Can you reset the order of the outfits in our drop-down menu appear in so that they're listed in alphabetical order? I thought that was done a long time ago. Tomato Bob says, oh, also, the depantsing bomb. Can that be made to work on other players? It screams for it. Epanticipation now. No, that'd be annoying. That is a way in which a curse item could really actively fuck up somebody's gameplay, and we don't want that. Blazing Thunder says, can you also make booze crossed out for teats, food crossed out for boostiferians, and both crossed out for oxygenarians? That is a good idea. And that is something that I will put on my list of notes to put in Xenophone's to-do list. Gray out inedible / path restricted consumables. Control S, because Jesus saves, and we all want to be like Jesus. Bob Muffin says, is there a faster way other than killing around 200 hippies or frat boys in the level 12 quest? 200 seems a bit much. Yeah, there definitely is. There are some fundamental aspects of the way that things work in level 12 that people don't seem to get, and it's because they are just sort of decidedly non-obvious. Barry says, can you please make the character pane link to the pre-book Dungeons of Doom redirect... Can you please make the character pane link to the pre-book Dungeons of Doom redirect you to the post-book dungeon after you read the book, instead of giving you an error message? Not a big deal or anything, just nice. Yeah, actually, there's no reason that shouldn't work the way that, like, zones that are different, whether you have an outfit or not, work. Especially now, because that code is a lot tighter. Let me mark that also in my list. Clean up DOD greater than sign redirection. Control S. Zaphodak42 says, Chicken Company, the new game does rock. I enjoy this deal much more than the last time, which is really saying something. I only bitch a lot because I hope it will make some difference. Well, Enemy Lasagna says, will there ever be monsters that give you cute damage in this game? Maybe they can be found in Fuzzle Faggot Ridge. I don't think we will ever actually put Fuzzle Faggot Ridge into the game. It would destroy the sanctity of the real Fuzzle Faggot Ridge. Courtly also requesting eat and drink options grayed out for foods you can't eat, like weapons, and yeah, that's something that we absolutely should do. It was suggested at some point by someone in dev, too. Frida Kahlo says, she whips out a patchouli oil bomb and sets up you it. Beg pardon? No. That's definitely correct. Zumbini666 says, am I the only one who thinks of Ben Franklin when I look at Lord Spooky Raven? I hope not, because that was definitely what we were trying to evoke. And by we, I mean me, because I'm the one who drew that. And I looked at portraits of Ben Franklin in order to draw it. That's how seriously I take the artwork. Zaphodak42 says, Jig and crew, could you guys consider a plot to farm goat cheese and knob sausage, like the mushroom plot lets you farm knob mushrooms? I can't conceive of what kind of plot would allow you to do that. iClub U says, hey guys, thanks for the metric shitload of new content. Could you add use multiple to the black face paint, etc., please? If I haven't already done that, I will do it soon. I'm putting that on my list. Use multiple on black market items. I think most of the things that don't have use multiple on them now are things that Hot Stuff spindled and didn't know. Basically, there has not been a potion item in a couple of years that I haven't coded for use multiple. It's just a matter of marking the item possible to use multiple. And I would just do it right now, but I'd want to actually look at the code and check to make sure it was going to work. So I'm not going to do it right now. Jed the Nifty says, sure, when I wanted spices to do one damage so I could stasis, they didn't. Now that I might want it to do more damage, it doesn't. Spices were never supposed to be as important as they were to high-end play. Gleave says, when will we see Turtle Tuesday 2, Amphibian Boogaloo? One of these days. Jed the Nifty says, I can deal with the drunkenness adventure being required now, but could you at least make it a super likely? Adventuring there for a long time is boring and feels like a waste. Yeah, I definitely agree, and your concerns are definitely finding a voice that there are some problems with that part of the quests involved in that zone. And they'll get some attention. I've got some ideas that I'm kind of excited about. I woke up this morning with a vision in my head. A vision of a new tomorrow. A new tomorrow for the Pirate's Cove. And it's cool. Yeah. We'll see what happens. If I get real, real excited about that, I might start working on it pretty soon. But if not, whatever. Space Wolf says, shouldn't the outfit picture for the Black Knight outfit have a shield? Because you don't right now. Probably should. I think that I didn't know when I was putting that together that he was going to put the shield in the outfit. Dr. Van Mojo says, the level 11 boss is hilarious, but does it really need to cost 7 adventures to beat him? The stats are good, but you're using about 15% of your day in Hardcore Oxy to fight one boss. You know, those are the travails of Hardcore Oxy. You know, if stuff takes too long in Hardcore Oxy for your tastes, maybe Hardcore Oxy is not for you. John Patrick MCP says, okay, I understand why you guys made all the keys quest items, and I understand that it's still RNG dependent on getting them. However, can you please set a flag that will prevent you from getting the same key multiple times in a row? I just got 3 Jarlsberg keys 3 consecutive days in a row in the daily dungeon, and 2 of those days were muscle stat days. Well, the RNG behind the keys in the daily dungeon is already pretty smoothed out. And it is smoothed out even further by an essential guarantee in the code that the Wand of Polymorph is going to do what you need it to do for the keys. I guess now the issue is that you don't need the keys just for the tower, but you need your main stat key on day 1 of your run. And I'm not sure if anything needs to happen on that or not. You know, there are probably some people on dev who would say that it does. There are some people on dev who would say, you know, fuck them, it's the RNG. So I don't know. Seal Ghost Splat says, in the finale battle of the level 11 quest, if auto attack is enabled, you lose into messages to you twiddle your thumbs. The lack of narration had it make no sense. Fix, please. Huh. You lose into messages to you twiddle your thumbs. I'll look at that. There's some weird hard-codedness that are applied to the final battles of the level 11 quest, so it could be that there's something goofy going on there. The Rum says, when you beat a caveman hippie, maybe frat boys too, I don't know, it says, go back to Crimbo Town, not too distant future, instead of the mysterious island. Yeah, that got fixed a while back. And then he says, could the unequip all link please have a confirm box? No, you're not. I mean, sure, it's a pain in the ass to have to re-equip everything, but It's not like you lose anything. Wootlight says, what's with Lord Spooky Raven? I've tried a bunch of different buffs and armor combinations, and he keeps scaling up to kill me in one hit. WTMF. Well, there is a certain aspect of gameplay that was never really that important for questing before, and now it is. So, you'll figure it out. There is something that all of his attacks on you in the first round have in common. The thing is, the trick with Lord Spooky Raven is not so much being able to beat him as being able to survive for one round, because he has very, very few hit points. Inferno Hero says, the bug about having to visit the tutorial twice after ascending to get him off your quest log is still going on. Yeah, that just didn't get fixed. It's because the tutorial works in a totally different way than all of the other quests in the game, because the tutorial harkens from the days before the flag table existed. Creeping Crud says, the spell slinging nerf bugs me. I'm a sorcerer, but I can't yet afford any good spells, and Stream of Sauce is next to useless because of the damage cap, so I'm using Thrust Smack. Wasn't NS13 supposed to discourage me from playing a mist class as a clubber? That's not how it feels to me. I think people have begun to discover how awesome sorcerers are in the post-NS13 environment, and, you know, it could be that at low levels they are, you know... There are different aspects to a class playing like itself, right? We tried to make it so every class has a thematically appropriate and sort of unique an interesting way of fighting above their level. However, at the edges of gameplay, you're probably going to find that there are strategies that are better than class-specific strategies that make more sense for you to do when you're playing crazy optimal. And that's always going to happen, you know? Pardon me. Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, hi, just heard about the new additions to the hippie store for people that finish the war on the frat boys side. Just curious to what your thoughts are on the sudden availability of cheap booze that was once expensive. Bottles of vodka, whiskey, gin, in the kingdom, that is. You know, it's fine. It's not like it was that hard for you to get those things before if you were an ascended character. And it doesn't matter, I'm not an ascended character, like a high-level character outside of Ronin, outside of Hardcore. And the availability doesn't really matter that much. At least it won't until NS15, because it's a reward that you get for completing the very last quest in the game, apart from the sorceress. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see what it does to everybody else. 001 says, hey, now that the Bounty Hunter Hunter has achieved a higher level of awesomeness, can you update his look so he can fit his new role? Look at him. He's all timid and afraid with his Poindexter glasses. Nerd! Yeah, he probably ought to get a new picture. MaxGuy56 says, hi there. Is there any reason why the war hippies, space cadet, and drill sergeant aren't stench type but do stench damage? Yeah, because I forgot to make them stench type. I'm going to do that right now. War hippie, space cadet. Monster element, stench. War hippie, drill sergeant, monster element, stench. I am also guessing that the frat drill sergeant is not sleaze. Yes, I was right about that. War pledge. Sleaze. All right. All done. Yvang says, I think the adding machine thing is cool, but having it eat up your scrolls if they don't add together is a bit cruel. Would you consider making them spit out the scrolls if they're wrong? It also seems a bit odd that the text doesn't even hint to you that you just added together the wrong items, which seems weird. Also, I just realized that sentence was redundant. Not sure which one. Yeah, I can see that. You know, the recipes that are available via combining through the adding machine are sort of a relic of the design from before, so sure. Um,
Lasserick says, when are you guys going to release a D20 campaign setting? I needs my KOL in a nerdier variety. Pen and paper role-playing is dead, man. Trek Terp says, are you going to update the mining reward since the legendary epic weapon is better now, or maybe use the reward from it to craft a level 4 epic weapon? Huh. That's interesting. Adam Antoine saying that Teleportitis is still sending them to the hatching chamber when it's not supposed to. Bahu says, any possibility of getting more than just powders, nuggets, wads from Pulverize? Say, get the gems back from pulverizing jewelry to make better stuff, or maybe find a turtle if you pulverize some kind of epic turtle tamer weapon while using the pheromones? The existence of Ultimate Wad shows that the code is pretty much already there to handle exceptions, so it would be probably trivial to add that sort of thing. Oh, there's some more stuff now that you can get. I don't know. You know, I think that Pulverize got a little bit more complicated with NS13, and that's probably as much more complicated as it needs to get. I think that because I have to pee, I'm going to take a short break and then another short break later. Hey, and you'll be happy to know that I finally hooked up my network drive here in San Diego and that I have music other than just the White Album. However, I was not ready for this. So, pick a song. My wife suggests 99 Problems. Because that's what NS13 has brought me, she says. The trouble with that is, nope, here it is. Alright, I'll see you guys in 3 minutes and 54 seconds.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cast is closed. Rat critics save money, cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid, what type of facts are those? If you grew up with hoes in your zap of toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dough. I'm like, what critics? You can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio, but I don't play their show. They don't play my hits. Well, I don't give a shit, so rap man trying to use my black ass, so advertisers can give them more cash for ass, fucker. I don't know what you take me as, or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags to riches, niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! Yeah, it's 94 and my trunk is raw. And my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car hall. Bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus, I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road, I heard. Son, do you know I'm stopping you for? Cause I'm young and I'm black and my hat real low. Do I look like a mind reader, sir? I don't know. Am I under arrest or should I guess some more? Well, you was doing 55 and it's 54. Uh-huh. Lost the registration and step out of the car. You carrying a weapon on you, I know a lot of you are. I ain't stepping out of shit, all my papers legit. Well, do you mind if I look around the car a little bit? Well, my glove compartment is locked, so it's the trunk in the back. And I know my rights, so you gon' need a warrant for that. Aren't you sharp attack? Type of law or something, somebody important or something. I ain't passed the bar, but I know a little bit enough that you wanna legally search my shit. Well, we'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problem, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I forgot for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense of having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense. Try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him. But some fools just not of a bomb. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. The only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go, trapped in the Kit Kat again. Back through the
messing with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzi's with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a meal for bail, cause I'm African. All because this fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't none sweeper, I hold my gun. I got 99 pounds, and the bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Bitch ain't one. You crazy for this one, Rick? It's your boy.
Yeah. All right. Matt G 987 says the sake bomb, when used against a war hippie infantryman, gives the message: "You cheer as it explodes, dealing 52 damage and leaving he reeling." I'm going to fix that. The fight script is getting kind of retarded huge. I need to spend a little bit of time putting some of the more text-heavy bits of that out into includes, because it's getting to the point where it takes, like you know, for instance, before I started this sentence, I tried to load it into VI, and it took that long. Let's see, in leaving LC pronoun reeling, whereas that should obviously be leaving accusative reeling. And that is fixed. Oh, and it pushes out so quickly. I believe you'll be happy to know that my code for pushing out all the scripts without actually having to wait for each one to push out, which means it's much less of a pain in the ass to, like, do a build all on get player, for instance, or a build all on basic player, which is what we have to do to get regeneration to work properly when we add a new item or a new regeneration effect. I think that's working. So those things should get fixed a lot more quickly. Also, we basically have started... I'm not going to say we've developed coding practices, but because that sounds a lot more complicated than anything that we actually do, and a lot more professional. But I've gotten into the habit of pretty much, I want to avoid situations where I can't push code from dev to the live servers, and NS13 taught us a lot of tricks, because basically the code on the live servers was identical to the code on dev. It's just that there was this big "Is it NS13 yet?" variable that was getting set on dev but not on the other servers that made things start behaving NS13 was. Not a big deal to push code out like it used to be. John Blee says, "Why isn't the rock scorpion poisonous?" Oh, that's a good question. Invariable says, Invariable, rather. Let's see. He said the first part of that, and then I don't know that ever finished it. He said, "Sorry about earlier, my internet connection disappeared and wouldn't come back. Anyway, regarding the goatlet, I understand wanting people to have the outfit, but would it be possible to reward the player with some stats for going through the unavoidable unlocking adventure? Since you can't acquire the trapper ores in any way other than mining and hardcore, it's a wasted turn to those players, and forcing a no-reward adventure for something that they have already, that they've already been required to do is minor but visible punishment." You know, I just don't think that there's anything wrong with that. You know, somebody pointed out in the forum thread about it, you know, there's the lab key that's required now, and it just takes an adventure. And that's kind of fine. So the desert quests that everybody hates are definitely sort of making fun of World of Warcraft. Was this intentional, Madeline says? And sure it was. Also, NS13 has too much content. Please fix this. All right. I will remove two items from every six-pack that was introduced with NS13. Robot Man says, "Please to be mummy wrapping." R-A-P-P-I-N-G. True E Evil says, hey, can you, Gizzy, please fix the Pirate's Cove in disguise? It's just not fun. Spending 15 turns, gaining 10 moxie or some bones. Maybe Choice Adventures? Something will happen there. Red Pot says, when you eat the steel lasagna, it says you gain zero adventure instead of you gain zero adventures. It shouldn't say anything, actually. Enemy Lasagna says, why is it that steam lines look like stink lines, as seen in the Like Butter adventure from the Dark Elbow of the Woods? Well, because steam and stench look the same. John Blue says, why are the hatching and feeding chambers in the wrong order on the map of the organic orchard? Probably because the map was drawn before I had any idea how many chambers there were even going to be. Gabkin says, please make casual core the default choice for ascensions. For us poor idiots who forget to choose hardcore when ascending. Pretty, pretty pleased with a cherry on top. Is it normal now that's the default? I'm not sure. Jalandi says, now that staves have a more distinct use as a weapon, can they get their own category? Please? Most aren't really melee weapons anymore, especially the super cool rigatoni ones. Well, they are still. Regular staves are still melee weapons. I could see creating a chef staves section to inventory. That's a reasonable request. Dr. Van Mojo says, as a Moxie class, fighting the sorority nurse with a 30-pound elemental gravy fairy and dealing 50 damage per attack thanks to Symphony and the squeeze box, I was repeatedly running into the 30-turn limit despite the fact that the level of damage I was doing was appropriate for every other monster in the area. Can something be done about this? I understand that there's a lot of good combat items available in the area, but as a Moxie class, it's imperative that you save those for the final level 12 boss, whose massive HP makes conventional plinking impossible for Moxie classes. Is there any way we can make that particular monster heal less or stop healing after turn 20 or something? No, you know, I don't think that there is a shortage of those combat items, especially considering that you can get them and get, you know, the even better ones if you save up all your gear to turn in until then. You know, you might just have to run away from the nurses if you can't deal enough damage to kill them. You know, that was designed to be annoying, and the fact that it is annoying means that we succeeded. And, you know, it's fine. I don't think a casual player is going to be that pissed off about, you know, just losing a turn if they encounter one of those things that they can't beat. That monster is meant to stasis you, and that's what it does. Adam Sandler says, can you take away the spoiler policy about NS13 since it already came out? Thank you. Oh, yeah, that's a good plan. Chat launch. Let's see. Alright, done. Swine says, Warfrat Streaker and his subsequent item drop equals pure genius. Thanks, guys. Well, hey, thank you. Swine says, the caveman sorority girl flirts with you, but you demur. Not knowing what it meant, I used dictionary.com and it redirected me to demurer, as in coy or shy. Is demur correct? I don't know. Scully wrote that. I think demur is a word, but I think it only has one R. Yeah. To take exception. Demur is an intransitive verb. Yeah. To file a demurrer. A response in a court proceeding in which the defendant does not dispute the truth of the allegation, but claims it is not sufficient grounds to justify legal action. Oh. Archaic, delay or hesitate. I always think of demur as being like a sort of polite refusal. I don't know why. But yeah, at the very least, it... which monster is that? Which tab is my... Are my questions open? The caveman sorority girl. Let me fix that, because it's just spelled wrong. Caveman sorority. That's kind of funny that it's a caveman girl. All right. So, Sivault says, when you meat paste together a peace sign necklace, it should say, you've got one hand in your pocket, and the other hand is making a peace sign necklace. Yeah. Dalgar says, none of the lower chambers adventures have images. It's in the small pyramid in the beach. That's weird. Igor Black says, you never added the random bouts of con to the Tam of Shatner. That is true. Macarona says, given the increasing number of class-specific abilities, would it be fair to make it so that Postomancers get +1 turns of noodling while a Postomancer? I don't know that that's the way that I would want to differentiate Postomancers. I'm confident that we will eventually come up with some cool idea for what to do with Postomancers, but... you know, something that's thematically interesting, something either to do with cooking or fighting or cooking and fighting at the same time. Di Vernon says, any chance of making new base boozes or fruits that can be refined at Nash Crosby's still? No. Gorblack says, is the war Yossarian the Junkman is referring to the Viva La Revolution, or did the Cola Wars happen after that? You'll have to ask Scully. He's the one keeping the concordance. Dr. Van Mojo says, why are the mad scientist grapes labeled as square when they are clearly cubical? They pack better in ice cube trays than ice square trays. No. Not Jim says, suggestion, could the chunks of rock salt be multi-usable? I should mark that down too. Black market items, comma, rock salt. Rickett says, do items with the enchantment allows you to keep 4 songs in your head instead of 3 stack with each other? Would it be terribly unbalancing if they did? It would be, and it would be annoying, because right now, when you remove an item with that enchantment on it, it kicks a song out of your head, and if you add more than one, I don't know. Are there more than one item that does that? Is there more than one item that does that? Are there multiple items that do that? There we go. Skiave says, now that melee weapons have been split into melee and mist weapons, could they also be sorted into separate categories in the inventory? It's rather annoying to have them mixed, since you can't dual wield a mist weapon together with a melee weapon. Well, I mean, it's annoying, I guess, to people with dual wield, but... Also, someone else says, how come the big stick is a weapon, but the bigger stick isn't? It's too heavy. Volvox says, we have dual wield and funk slinging. Why don't mist classes have dual spell slinging? That would be a nightmare if you could use 2 skills in 1 combat round. There's no way. Macarona says, jiggling the staff at the kitchen floor has no effect. Aha. Noted. SnuffStyle420 says, when doing a Bounty Hunter quest and closing on 40 adventures before completion, do you get a more likely chance of finding the monster you're looking for? No. The Tort of Leany says, so, are you all pretty much done with the McPhee's Grimoire? I don't know. I mean, we'll if we come up with something and get excited about it, we'll do it. Those usually stemmed from conversations between Riff and Xenophobe, anyway. Glebe says, do the tongue skills get rid of wound effects yet? If so, why don't they get rid of tetanus? Because tetanus is a disease, so the nap skills get rid of that. Let's see. Glebe says, when will we see an end to the you drink the fruity girl drink messages? I don't know. Scully will get around to that at some point. Glebe says, how come there's no centipede omelet, or centipede taco, for that matter? Centipede omelet's not a bad idea. Huh. I accidentally got rid of the enter the chat link.
by fixing something. I broke something else. And working on that. And fixed. Now people can chat. ACBR says, is Ed the Undying supposed to take multiple turns? My buffs ran out halfway through the battle, and I can't recast as I'm, well, in the middle of battle. Also, upon defeating him, there's two links back to the Ancient Buried Pyramid. Also, I just hit level 12, and the council told me this. There's a glitch with council text at level 12 quest. Frankenbean says, the Ancient Protector Spirit in the Hidden City is vulnerable to DB skills, even though they do one point of damage. The skills still D-level, even though they only do that one damage. Yeah, that's fine. And, ACBR, Ed the Undying, is supposed to take multiple turns, so make sure you've got that many turns of your buffs in place before you click on it. Mest says, the natural fennel soda item description seems backwards to me. Backwards in the sense of two words being confused, not the description running in reverse. Sorry. Two words being confused. Natural fennel soda. I don't think I'm seeing the problem that you're having with that, Ouch. I am seeing the problem I have where the cat attacks my hair. DJ Ashelon says, Dear Jick, the art for the blur makes my eyes hurt. Love, Ash. Yep. Mine too. Dalgar says, according to your father's MacGuffin diary, what one should find in the currently available tomb is a wooden model of Seaside Town. Analyzing that model should reveal a second pyramid in Seaside Town inside which the Holy MacGuffin could be found. The story is inconsistent. No, it's not. Zorda G says, with all the items that are now quest items and the Dungeon of Doom potions being needed for the tower, softcore is seeming a bit too much like hardcore. In my opinion, the length of the level 11 and 12 quests slows the game down enough without the daily dungeon keys and other stuff being quest items. Well, okay, but it might slow it down enough for you, but that's not what we were going for. We were going for slowing it down enough for us so that we can start adding content without being worried about speeding it up again. So, the arguments that we've slowed the game down too much are going to fall on deaf ears because, you know, that was our goal. Arguments that we've slowed it down in a way that makes it suck, that I will accept. But, you know, softcore is not going to be too much like hardcore. I don't think that it is. I think there are things we did that blurred the line a little bit, but while we were doing that, we were also adding just a fuck ton of items that you can pull that are going to make huge, huge differences in softcore, especially because you have so many more pulls over the course of a run now. And that's fine. Rowden says, it wasn't immediately obvious to me that I ought to be looking for the worm riding manual pages near the oasis rather than in the desert. But since you have to go to the oasis in order to adventure in the desert, I soon realized my mistake. If by soon, I mean after 30 adventures. Yeah. I don't know. I'll have a look at the quest log stuff and see if there's a way we can make that clearer. Macarona says, I'm in the camp of a lot of people who feel that the Snakehead Charm should still drop before level 11, even though the Talisman Onam shouldn't be made until it's needed. That would be a small concession that you could make as a developer that would make a lot of people happy and not really sacrifice any gameplay continuity. Yeah. Rowden says, thank you for not letting us rape the corpse of Henry Dakota Fanning. Oh, you're welcome. I'm going to continue to not let anyone rape anyone's corpse. Intentionally, at least. I mean, not that you would unintentionally rape someone's corpse, but that I would unintentionally allow you to do so. That's funny. The graphic that XSmoothX just sent. You should post that in the forums if you haven't already. LlamaMan58 says, can you guys fix the rations choice adventure in both the frat and hippie camp in the level 12 quest beginning? No. The armies eat seal club in clubs. Sure, I'll make a note of it. Chunky Theses says, can we get multiple use for snow cones, please? It's only been over a year. Sorcerer says, any chance we'll see Cannelloni Cocoon be castable in combat? No way. Ken Joki Ikari says, are you guys going to add text for when a chef staff recovers MP? As it stands now, I'm not getting any messages, though my MP is recharging like it should. Now, nothing that regenerates MP gives you messages, because it would have to give you messages, like, everywhere. And because of the way the code works, that's not going to happen. I don't want, you know, you gain X MP to show up when you, you know, spend a turn cooking something or smithing something or turns in the gym or whatever. There are just way too many places that I would have to have the add adventures function pass data back to whatever code was calling it, and I just don't want to do that. Missing number says, Black Snake Skin's description. Intentional? Well, I didn't mean to describe it. Let's see. Yeah, I don't have any idea what that's all about. Let's assume that it was whatever you're talking about, it was intentional when Scully wrote it. Let's see. Putineska accidentally sent a trade message to Radio Bugbear. Psycho says, why does teleportitis lead to the typical tavern? I was bounty hunting today, and after I got teleportitis, I got sent to the tavern and overdrank for the day. Today was not a fun day. Yeah, you know, people get pissed off about that. I'm personally of the opinion that it's kind of okay. You know, there is that marginal risk. As far as the quest goes, you know, you could do the daily Dungeon of Doom before you have the tavern unlocked, and it won't let you go there. Alternatively, we could one day do what I keep saying that I mean to do, which is to change the way the tavern works. Make it so you can trade drunkenness for huge stats the way that you do now, or you can fight stuff, or you know, which has booze drops, or you can just get some booze. I don't know when I'll ever do that. If ever. Bob 33333 says, it would be nice if the pyramid wheel had an indicator of where it was positioned, so I don't have to leave that place and look at the place below, sort of like the castle wheel. I don't know if I want to do that or not. I didn't like making that graphic in the first place. I had to draw it way too big. Let's see. The infamous El Guapo says, hey, whoever's on tonight, I've been working my way through the level 12 quest, and I noticed that the combat text that talks about what's going on around you at the end of the fight is sandwiched right on top of the familiar end of fight text. I spent over 20 adventures before I realized there was extra content I was missing. Is there any way you could add a line space so that it's not all run together? I'm surprised that nobody noticed that, if that's the way that it is. It shouldn't be up against the familiar text, because the familiar text should be beside a picture of the familiar. But yeah, I can probably deal with adding a paragraph break at the end of that without it being too much trouble. So noted. Uber Noodle Boy says, if you feed a scroll into the adding machine and kill it before you can put in another, you lose that scroll. Kind of sucks when that happens. Well, don't do that. Lical Corair says, why is duct tape and the things that you make from it non-tradable? Is it just too sticky? Yeah. The Devirginizer says, any chance of getting Spanish flies at the bomb back to the Stone Age hippie camp? I think Jan Olden hippies must have spelled the Mite Fierce too, so the flies should be around there as well, right? Yeah. Yes. I want to write a little bit more content for both ends of that. Yeah.
that's something that's on the way, but I don't know how soon. Volvox says, why can't I dual wield chef staves? I mean, they're all mysticality based, right? Yeah, but they're way too powerful. Glebe says, could you change the crossroads trophy to nopick.gyf on a base? And Dr. Van Mojo says, one of the things that's most annoying in games of this type is to be required to adventure in areas where monsters pose no threat to you. There's two places this is still troubling. First, it's impossible to adventure in the Dungeons of Doom until you have 45 main stat, but 45 muscle / moxie plus the appropriate demon market item alone will guarantee you don't miss. Secondly, going back to the Pirate's Cove, yada yada. Well, the Dungeons of Doom can get looked at in that regard, but Pirate's Cove, there's either going to be some big change to it or no change at all. Which is to say that there's going to be some big change to it. Blue Elf says, can you give us any hints on familiars that have not been found yet? I can't. I don't think there are any familiars that haven't been found yet. The Telf says, hey guys, love all the new content. During the level 12 quest, should you have access to Son of a Beach before getting the Lighthouse, the Loghouse Keeper's quest? Some of the content references the quest, and it's a bit weird if you haven't been to the Lighthouse yet. Aha. Either way, don't listen to the whiners. You've done an awesome job on NS13. Serious congrats. Oh, and then says, Loghouse should clearly have been Lighthouse. Or Lifehouse. Hadn't thought about that. I'm not sure what bits of it actually reference the Lighthouse quest, but it's possible that we could make the barrels of gunpowder not drop until you've talked to the Lighthouse Keeper. That would just make people mad, though. Dr. Van Mojo says, is there any chance that Sauspheres could regain their ability to deal damage when you get hit, but without restoring anything, a la Psalm? I'd like some reason to use them when not a sorcerer. Well, they should be. I don't know why they're not. Foggy says, FYI, there are no messages for the sitar. Not hugely important. Ah, I need to have Scully take a look at that. Sorry, reading through questions here. Bobulus says, I love the new level 11 quest, especially the part in the temple. Whoever designed it is my new favorite. Rifted the temple part. True Evil says, okay guys, I like or understand almost all changes, but please put back super likelies even at 1/8. Waiting 50 turns for a spooky temple map is just not fun at all. That's another place that we're probably going to... The spooky temple map mechanism should probably be changed now that it's required. Bobula says, what do you guys think about making the Bounty Hunter give 2 odor extractors for 1 lucre? That way you could use them for bounty hunting, not just for regular missions, since spending 1 lucre to get 1 lucre doesn't make sense. You know, it doesn't make sense to spend 1 lucre to get 1 lucre, so don't do that. If you want the odor extractor for some other reason, then get it and use it for some other reason. It was not meant to make bounty hunting easier. Shop Troll says, interface tweak. Can accessories be sorted alphabetically independently of how the rest of the equipment page is sorted? Well, probably, you know, obviously not the way it is now, but, I don't know. I don't know if that's, Hollywood Undead points out at the end of the farm quest there's a typo. Let me fix that. So let me find it. What does he say? Well, you say it would really help the war effort. Yeah, I'm not actually seeing that. I'll look it up later. Uh,
Someone else says, too much not a pipe is bad for your spleen. That much would cause it to rupture. Fix bad grammar? Sure. Not a pipe. Much slash many toggle. Airshot says, can we have a non-elemental fancy jewel? Maybe you could have the jewelry it is made into less effective because it would be easier to get. Say, plus 20 melee slash spell damage or slight resistance to all elements. I don't think we need a non-elemental fancy jewel at this point. Mr. Ooze says, what happened to the Scrolls of Ancient Forbidden Unspeakable Evil instantly killing physically resistant monsters? And why do they only do one damage to the Ancient Protector Spirits? Well, the reason that they only do one damage to the Ancient Protector Spirits is because their extra damage is triggered by the monster's element, and those Protector Spirits don't have an element. So the Scrolls don't know what they're vulnerable to. That I will probably change and make it so it always picks an element. The reason that they don't insta-kill the Protector Spirits is because the Protector Spirits are marked as bosses. The reason the Protector Spirits are marked as bosses is so that you can't cliche them. I'm not sure that there is a satisfying way around this. I think that they can just not work right against the Spectres. If it turns out that there are some classes for whom it is truly just awful to kill those things, then I would consider coding in an exception for that. Reverend Noodleson says, dear show host, I like the image for the bandits and the Our Lady of Perpetual Indecision side quest. You should put in an angry ice cream cone headed man somewhere in the game and use the same image. Yeah. Watts Apple Person says, I found it funny that the harem girls now drop diseases. Kudos to you. Yeah, that was pretty funny. I don't remember whose idea it was. Weird. Bob33333 says, I just noticed that the level 30 trophies look like a Wii. Is this intentional? No, they don't. They look like those Mylar trophies that you get. Nicodemus says, perhaps the 8-bit realm could be divided into different theme areas, Zelda, Mario, etc. This would add color, ha, as well as strategy if you want particular types of pixels. Yeah. I definitely like to do something with the 8-bit realm. I'm getting tired. I'm gonna do a little song break. And what I think would actually be particularly cruel is if I chose Weird Al's Trapped in the Drive-Thru for this song break. So I'll see you in 10 minutes and 51 seconds, all of which will be taken up by a single song. Oh, so it's going to get loud. Take advantage of this time right now to turn your speakers down.
Clock in the evening, watching something stupid on TV. I'm zoned out on the sofa when my wife comes in the room and sees me. And she says, is this behind the music with Leonard Skinner? And I say, I don't know, say it's getting late, what you wanna do for dinner? She says, I kinda had a big lunch, so I'm not super hungry. I said, well, you know, baby, I'm not starving either, but I could eat. She says, well, what do you have in mind? I said, I don't know, what about you? She says, I don't care if you're hungry, let's eat. I said, that's what we're gonna do. But first you gotta tell me what it is you're hungry for. And she says, let me think, what's left in our refrigerator? I said, well, there's tuna, I know. She said, that went bad a week ago. I said, is the chili okay? She said, you finished that yesterday. I hopped up and said, I don't know, do you want to get something delivered? She's like, why would I want to eat liver? I don't even like liver. I'm like, no, I said delivered. She's like, I heard you say liver. I'm like, I should know what I said. She's like, whatever, I just don't want any liver. Well, I was gonna say something, but my cell phone started to ring. Now who could be calling me? Well, I checked my caller ID. It was just cousin Larry calling for the third time today. My wife said, let it go to voicemail. I said, okay. Where were we? Oh, dinner, right. So what do you want to do? She said, why don't you whip up something in the kitchen? Yeah, I said, why don't you? And then she says, baby, can we just go out to dinner, please? I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. I says, no. She says, yes. Oh, here's your keys. I step a little bit closer. Say, okay, where you want to go? She says, how about the Ivy? Said, yeah, well, I don't know. I don't feel like getting all dressed up and eating expensive food. She says, Olive Garden. I say, nah, I'm not in the mood. And Burrito King would make me gassy, there's no doubt. She says, just forget about it. I said, no, I swear I'm gonna take you out. Then I get an idea. I say, I know what we'll do. She says, what? I say, yes. She says, what? I say, we're going to the drive-thru. So we head out the front door. Open the garage door. Then I open the car doors. And we get in the car doors. Put my key in the ignition. And then I turn it sideways. Then we fasten our seat belts. As we pull out the driveway. Then we drive to the drive-thru. Heading off to the drive-thru. We're approaching the drive-thru. Getting close to the drive-thru. Almost there at the drive-thru. Now we're here at the drive-thru. Here in line at the drive-thru. Did I mention the drive-thru? We are in the drive-thru line. Me and her. Cars in front of us, cars in back of us, all just waiting to order. There's some idiot in a Volvo with his brights on behind me. I lean out the window and scream, hey, what you trying to do, blind me? My wife says maybe we should park. We could just go eat inside. I said I'm wearing bunny slippers, so I ain't leaving this ride. Now a woman on a speaker box is saying, can I take your order, please? I said, yes, indeed, you certainly can. We'd like two hamburgers with onions and cheese. Then my wife says, baby, hold on, I've changed my mind. I think I'm gonna have a chicken sandwich instead this time. I said, you always get a cheeseburger. She says, that's not what I'm hungry for. I put my head in my hands and scream, I don't know who you are anymore. The voice on the speaker says, I don't have all day. I said, then take her order, and we'll be on our way. I wanna get a chicken sandwich, and I want a cheeseburger too. She's like, you want onions on that? I'm like, yeah, I already said that I do. Plus we need curly fries, and don't you dare forget it. And two medium root beers, no, just one, we'll split it. Then I said, I'm guessing that you're probably not too bright. So read me back my order, let's make sure you got it right. She says, one, you want a chicken sandwich? Two, you want a cheeseburger? Three, curly fries and a large root beer? Stop, don't go no further. I never ordered a large root beer, I said medium, not large. Then she says, we're having a specialized supersized you at no charge. Oh, oh. And that's all I could say was, oh, oh. And she says, now there's something else that I really think you should know. You can have unlimited refills for just a quarter more. I say, great, except we're in the drive-thru. So what would I want that for? But she says, wait a minute. Your voice sounds so familiar. Hey, is this Paul? And my wife is all like, no, that ain't Paul. Now tell me, who's this Paul? She says, oh, he's just some guy who goes to school with me. I sat behind him last year and I copied off of him in geometry. I said, I know a guy named Paul. He used to be my plumber. He was prematurely bald and moved to Pittsburgh last summer. He also has bladder problems and a really bad infection on his toes. And she says, listen, please, you can stop right there. That's way more than I needed to know. And then we both were quiet, and things got real intense. And then she says, nice window, please, that'll be $5.82. So we inched ahead in line, moving painfully slow. I got a little bored, so I turned on the radio.
Oh,
turned it off because my wife was getting a headache. So we both just sat there quietly for her sake. But I looked at her, and she looked back at me. And I said, I think you have something in your teeth. She turned away from me, and then turned back and said, did I get it? I said, yeah, well, I mean, most of it, but hey, you know, don't sweat it. Then she said, how about now? I said, yeah, almost. There's still a little bit there, but don't worry. It's probably just a piece of toast. Now we're out the pay window, or whatever you call it. Put my hand in my pocket. I can't believe there's no wallet. Wallet, wallet, wallet. And the lady at the window's like, well, 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 that'll be $582. I turn around to my wife and say, how much have you got on you? She just rolls her eyes and says, I'll pay for this, I guess. So she reaches into her purse and busts out the American Express. I hand it to the lady, and she says, oh dear, it's gotta be cash only, we don't take credit cards here. I took back the card and said, gee, really, well, that sucks. And that's when I found out my wife was only carrying $3. I said, I thought you were gonna hit the ATM today. She says, I never got around to it, so where's your wallet anyway? And I said, never mind, just help me to find some change. Now the lady at the window's looking at me kind of strange. And she says, mister, please, we gotta move this line along. I said, now hold your thinking horses, lady, we won't be long. So I looked around inside the glove box and checked the mat beneath my feet. I found a nickel in an ashtray and a couple pennies and a dime in the space between the seats. Before long I had a little pile of coins of every sort. The lady counts it up and says, you're still about a dollar short. And now my woman's got this weird look frozen on her face. She screams, you know I wasn't even really hungry in the first place. And so I turned around to the cashier again. I shrugged and said, okay, forget the chicken sandwich then. So I pick up my change, pick up my receipt, and I drive to the pickup window. Man, I just can't wait to eat. And now we see this acne-ridden kid about 16, wearing a dorky name tag that says, hello, my name is Eugene. And he hands me a paper bag. I look him in the eyes, and I say to him, hey, Eugene, could I get some ketchup for my fries? Well, he looks at me, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and I look at him, and he says, I'm sorry, what did you want again? I say, ketchup, and he says, oh, yeah, that's right, I just spaced out there for a second, I'm really kind of burnt tonight. And then he hands me the ketchup, and now we're finally driving away, and the food is driving me mad with its intoxicating bouquet. I'm starving to death by the time we pull up at the traffic light. I say, baby, give me that burger, I just gotta have a bite. So she reaches in the bag and pulls out the burger, and she hands me the burger, and I pick up the burger, and then I unwrap the paper. I buy
Sorry about the whatever the hell was going on with that song that was all fucked up. I was hoping you couldn't hear it, but then my wife said people in radio were saying that they could hear it. All right, back to the questions. Dr. Kier says gauze garter / mummy wrappings plus happiness not equals gauze rifle. This must be fixed. I guess that's a play on like a Gauss rifle. I don't know. I don't know that I get it. Fettuccine Carabinieri says, dear Jick, I'm only about halfway through my first time in NS13, but so far the content and pace has totally rocked. Love the new stuff, and I just wanted to say thanks. Oh.
Plef says, Plelf rather, says, man, I just wasted a bunch of adventures waiting for certain things to drop because I only read the first couple pages of the diary, having read it before. It was not obvious that the quests unlock only after reading each page. Maybe you have a quest note stating if you have or have not read the whole diary. Oh, just to make my tone clear, you guys are awesome and the content is great. I'm just frustrated because it wasn't obvious to me why I was stuck in the middle of the level 11 quests. Yeah, I will admit that it is a little different than everything else in the game and maybe a little aggravating upon repeat that you have to read the diary, but we needed some way of triggering the quests starting for the quest log, and that's how it's got to be. You can look at your quest log, and, you know, if you think something's not working the way that it's supposed to, then your quest log will tell you whether you're actually on the quest or not. Sorry, looking for questions. I'm getting close to the... getting close to today. I only have like 20 minutes left, so. Changling Bob says, should the new hippie costume work at the store, you know, for the lazy among us? Yeah, after you've completed that objective, you don't have to be in an outfit at all to get to the store anymore. But yeah, I can probably fix that. Cyan220 says, one slight content request. After having played a couple times through as an Oxy character, I get annoyed when the item drop or non-combat reward is a food/booze item. I can understand if you get it as an item drop, but what about for non-combats? I ask this because while adventuring in the Dark Elbow, twice I got the non-combat where I steal beer. Would you consider rewriting it so the character steals a sack, which he/she later examines and then finds the beer inside? I'd hate to think that Cyan220 was so stupid as to steal something that he or she couldn't even use. Well, you could use it, it's just you're opting not to, you know. Inferno Hero says, why did I just get a disease from a harem girl? Because they are unclean. LlamaMan58 says, can Antique smash into useless wads instead just to stop the complaining? They can still take one spleen, but just do nothing. That's kind of a funny idea. DVMA Preston says, why doesn't the meat count reset to zero after you ascend? People think I'm in casual core because I have 4 million showing, but I'm actually in normal. Well, it'll do it the next day. Barry says, when you clear the crypt, it should collapse, as it has nothing in it after you've cleared it. Just an additional movie cliche. And that's true. It could sink into the ground like Castlevania. And then we could have a credit sequence with some horrible puns in it. I Club You says, I know you don't want to add a put/take all from closet button because of the hit on the database, but what if you made it so the first use was free, but subsequent uses cost meat in a way like buying goofballs from the suspicious guy? It could be the Don's Moving Company or something. No, because then people could still generate a huge amount of lag just by spending a lot of meat, and that's, you know, you underestimate the extent to which people want to make things suck for everybody else. Macarona says, how come I can't make a super variety of raviola della hippie with a mega tofu? Yeah, that's a content oversight, I guess. Not SnuffStyle420 says, when the Bounty Hunter skill is acquired, will it be hardcore permanent automatically? Yeah. We made sure to make it so you can't accidentally not permit. Rickett points out that Mr. Ace need to be plus 14 to all stats. Okay. Let's do that now. Let's see. Mr. A, all attributes, 14. Southwest says, will the guild quests ever be required to ascend, or will they always be optional? Save, of course, the meat car quest. If they turn required, will there be an unlucky way to get rocks? There might eventually be an unlucky way to get rocks. It would have to be pretty arduous in terms of actually doing it. Zortag says, please add an image of the toilet papered sandcastle. Thanks. I need Hot Stuff to do that. I didn't draw the toilet paper on any of the dwellings. That was photoshopped in. And I don't know if people can tell or not. Starker says, idea, Freudian slippers. Effect, alters if you select text here and there, e.g. in combat or shopping. Huh. Brief talks about a possible typo in Yossarian's text, which there is possibly a typo in Yossarian's text. Angra Mainu says, would it be possible to get the bottle rocket casting as an auto attack choice? I could have Zeno. Probably wouldn't be too tricky because it uses the regular skill code. Madeline says, would you ever agree to change the 8-bit realm to not require an offhand item? Some of us would like to use our two-handed epics in there. No, it's always going to be like that. Macarona says, how come Leash of Linguini, Springy, Fusilli, and Flavor of Magic are unshruggable? With the bonus that Flavor now gives, sometimes it's ideal to shrug it to prevent backlash. Well, it's a self-buff. Things are shruggable not to add strategic depth, but to make it so if someone else buffs you and you don't want the buff, you can get rid of it. That mechanic was introduced when we put the skills up to 15 and, or at least when we were about to put the skills up to 15 and realized that you could conceivably, as an accordion thief, give somebody a plus monster level buff who didn't want it, and we needed to make sure that there was some way of, you know, preventing what basically amounts to griefing in that way. Anything that you choose to give to yourself cannot be shrugged off. And, you know, there are a lot of things that are pretty straightforward and only are going to hurt you if you're trying to use them in the context of bleeding edge speed play. And that's fine, you know? That it's more interesting because of that. I do like the idea of making those flavors castable in combat. Because that's just a cool idea that I like. I club you also asking to please add use multiple to chunks of rock salt. Macarona says, with the implementation of stronger one-handed ranged weapons, will we now be allowed to, or could we now be allowed to dual-wield two toy ray guns? Yeah, probably. Examine dual-wield of ray guns. Kyotech says, I was wondering if for a bit of extra security you could implement an optional PIN number that would have to be used to trade gift box or K-mail items to another person. Absolutely not. Pick a password that is secure, maintain an email address that is consistent and secure, and you will be fine. The only reason that people want that is because they think that people are going to hack their accounts, and people are not going to hack their accounts. So, there you go. Dalgar says, the quick skills menu shouldn't gray out skills you can't use when show unusable skills and skills PHP is on. I'll make a note of that for Zeno. Hi, IH says, so what do you think would happen if you made plexi and stainless items tradable? What do you think their price would be in the mall and such? Probably not much. They're not that great. DreamerTK says, is it possible to win two raffle prizes from two raffle tickets bought in the same day? I don't believe so. Archley says, so I'm curious, are the effects that you receive from some of the level 12 quest monsters status effects? I was using the pinky ring to try and avoid, but it didn't seem to do much. Is this bad RNG for me, or what qualifies as a negative status effect? You know, that's a good point. Some of the stuff is hard-coded and probably doesn't get correctly rejected by pinky ring stuff. All right, I will also fix that. I am going to have a shitload of stuff to do tomorrow when I'm just randomly fixing fixing code stuff. Redpot says, have Thrustmac and Lunging Thrustmac been capped? No. Huh. The ROM found a better quality version of Ring Ding Gadang Gadang, which, that makes me happy. Zortag says, when are we going to get away we can adventure in Degrassi Knoll as a muscle sign? First we can't get the green turtle, now we can't do the oily rags. Fix, please. No. I think that's okay. Inferno Hero says, you guys have done a great job eliminating level grinding so far. I got a bit of a head start on stats with the hidden temple, and I haven't had to grind at all with my tick just from one quest to another. Thanks, Asymmetric. Yeah. For everybody that says, oh man, the game is nothing but grinding now, there's somebody who says, thanks, the game is not grinding anymore. Zortag bringing up the first of what I expected there to be a lot of complaints about. I spent $20 on my tick because Volleycons were awesome, but now they're nerfed such that I no longer feel it is worth it. The way volleyballs work now makes my investment much less worthwhile. The thing is, I mean, no, it doesn't. It's still a volleyball plus a leprechaun, you know. The fact that those words mean a different thing in the new context, you know. I feel okay about that. My conscience is clear. Faster Than You says, don't you think dual-wielding the bottle rockets is overpowering? I mean, it is at least as good, if not better, than the Pike Pike and the Shillelagh. Well, it costs mana, and you can only do it once per turn. And also, there is not... We don't have a specific set of design policies that says that stuff that you get in-game has to be better than Mr. Store items, or vice versa. So, you know, we tend to, I feel like, do a relatively good job of balancing stuff. I don't feel like the Bottle Rocket Crossbow is overpowered. I feel like if it was overpowered, there would be a lot more people getting them than there are. I mean, like, you know, it's not nearly as popular as the Green Pixie, which to me means that it is not nearly as powerful in terms of gameplay as the Green Pixie. I know that there are a lot of people who buy stuff just for the content, which is why, you know, we're always gonna end up with more people picking up stuff like the Pixie or the Badger or whatever. But still, you know, it is arguably about the same amount of content as the Snowcone Tome, but it's not as popular as those either. So I feel like we did a reasonably good job of balancing that. QOV says, are you going to reset the familiar friendly ascension board for NS13, or will people with 1 and 2 day ascensions hold those boards forever? No, they'll get archived before too long. Di Vernon says, what with the advent of NS13, do you think there will be higher power items added to the armory and legory? It's still kind of in NS11 mode. That is a good point. Noted. Doppelheathen says, you guys forgot to assign Halloween treats to the NS13 outfits, apparently. Yeah, I need to do that. It was more content than I wanted to come up with in the 2 hours between when somebody pointed out that yesterday was KOL Halloween and rollover. Oh man, there's a fire. Or maybe that's the wambulance. Spastic Dancer says, if I'd known the pulled porpoise ring's regeneration was a lie, I would have made a porpoise ring instead. How long until this bug gets fixed? Well, this is the first I heard about it. Fix regen for pulled porpoise ring. I'm guessing all those rings are broken, actually. Biospark says, indulge us. What's in a sunken chest? Meat? Items? Another chest? The gift shop guy's name? I mean, it's not my fault nobody's figured out how to open the sunken chest yet. Catatonic says, so, was the Worm Manual mini-quest a result of pent-up rage from that one World of Warcraft quest? You know, I was never actually cruel enough to subject myself to that quest.
Actually, that's not true. I did it, but I bought all the pages in the auction house. So, yeah. There is a quest in World of Warcraft where this dwarf version of Ernest Hemingway wants you to retrieve all of the pages of his manuscript of The Green Hills of Stranglethorn. And every monster in the zone has a very, very small chance of dropping any one of the pages, and there are like 20, 24, or 26 pages. So it is a giant pain in the ass to do it on your own. They drop all over the place. And people like me, well, although this is, people like me try to do something nice and then the whole game gets fucked over by people like Xenophobe. What I will do is when I randomly find those pages, I will put them in the auction house for very, very cheap, less than they sell to a vendor, so that people can complete that quest without having to spend a lot of silver. But people like Xenophobe run these bots that scan the auction house for stuff that's selling below vendor sell price, and then buy it and vendor sell it for a very, very slight gold profit. Thus, just shitting all over my philanthropy. And then flying to Scotland and shitting all over philanthrophists. LOTE says, hey, now that there's been a little bit of time, what are you most proud of with NS13? I think I'm most proud of the way in which we were able to drastically change the game without generating any complaints. Like, the fact that we were able to do such huge, do such a huge content project without pissing anyone off. That's the thing that makes me the happiest about NS13. The Devirginizer says, hey, how come not all the gremlins stick around and show up in the junkyard when it's an adventurable zone? Oversight or intentional? They should all be there. Let me look at that. Location. Let's see. The version of it in Post-War Island. Oh, weird. Huh. That's a little screwy. Actually, I need to fix the conditionals on those. It's different for you than it is for everybody else, I'm wagering. There are weird ways in which you can screw up the frequencies there. Huh. I'm surprised that I didn't think of that and that nobody noticed it before. Fix conditionals on post-war gremlins. Again, a sentence that has never been typed anywhere else before. Archley says, so one thing I thought was a nice touch was the 5 dents comment. Having the NPC say that instead of 5,000 meat was neat, but how about a dollar sign equivalent for meat symbol, that is. Adrian Slamstank says, so the Keg Rider is a cavalry unit instead of cavalry. He doesn't look like he had anything to do with the crucifixion. I wonder who wrote that. It was probably Mr. Skullhead's Jesus showing again. Rider. Cavalry unit. All right. Pirate Swart. That's funny. Enemy Lasagna says, here is a game that I'm sure at least one of you, most probably Riff, will like. It's called Overture Facile, and it's a link. But I can't spell that. OUVERTURE-FACILE.com. Psycho says, why is there no sideways rabbit duck in McMillican Cuddy's farm? Boo Boo says, why did I get 2 anniversary chutney sculptures? I don't know. I think there are some glitches with the anniversary code. Also, my wife says that Boo Boo needs to change his or her name. Because she hates that song about you like to think that you're... I don't remember how it goes. It's something about how roses smell like Boo Boo Oo Oo. Which is a song that I've never actually heard. It just showed up on karaoke. And I was not aware that people referred to poop as boo-boo. I guess I just grew up in the wrong culture. Vampirate 13 says, is this Jick? Because I reported a bug and nothing happened. No. Goatee Man says, so Jick, what do you think of the reaction to NS13 so far? Is it what you expected? Are there going to be any more major tweaks regarding NS13, or is this the finished product? Well, I mean, we're waiting until we're sure that the complaints are justified. I mean, no, I wasn't expecting anybody to be happy about it, you know. Or rather, I wasn't... All of the people who are complaining about it ahead of time are the kind of people that are never going to be happy about anything that we do. So, I, you know, just need to ignore those people. And I'm getting better at that. Zoud says, dear Jick and Company, NS13 is great and has made my KOL experience so fresh, I actually had to try more than once for the Naughty Sorceress for the first time in a dozen runs. My question is, why the Ankh can't you... Or why the Ankh you cannot... double up.
What?
That's funny. That's why, yeah, the reason that you can't equip more than one of the Ankh of Badonkad. My wife was very much against the Ankh of Badonkad as a bit of content. I don't think she had a problem with Scully's suggested Ankh of Honkeet. But that one didn't end up making it in. Should have. Maybe that's the version for women. Simon M77 says, with class advantages, sorcerers, 3x potions, DBs, dance chaining, would you be opposed to an accordion thief class ability to give +5 to all buffs cast? They cook / brew / make nada and could use a perk. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure. Once we see how the ascension boards start to play out, then we'll have a better idea of whether the class intrinsic advantages for one class are just too powerful relative to others, and we'll see. And Nucleon points out something that got spoiled by the wiki, and that's fine because the actual thing doesn't. Nothing serious was spoiled there. Ephil Nikufisen says, nice Fukin life backwards. That's right. When will there be an image for the Crossroads trophy? Yeah, one of these days. Cargo Pants Dude asks if it might be possible to get a hint on how to get the item that was spoiled in the wiki. No. Madame Defarge says, I know I keep whining about this, and I apologize, but casual core ascension should not count on the total normal ascensions board. Love the new stuff, but this bug has to be fixed. I thought it already was. Don't count casual core in totals. Oh, well, I had this thing up. I was thinking that I hadn't gotten a check-in yet, but I totally had, like, 17 minutes ago. Show is about over. Let me kind of glaze over these questions here and see. Metro Man says, how long is it between the time the content is thought up and its implementation? It really, really depends. Some things, years. Some things, minutes. Redmage 13 says, ah, man, so many people think that it's Liddy Kitty because of the font issues. It's Iitty Kitty, because apparently the Egyptian word for hello rhymes with kitty. Redmage 13, however, says that the Iitty Kitty should drop a pretty pink ribbon that gives resistance to cancer. I'm going to leave the rest of these questions for the next time. And I'm going to see if a dead heart is ready. And if so, I'm going to leave you to her. And I think that I'm going to go out on the same song that I came in on because I want to hear it again. And that song being a song from the Carnival soundtrack. We've been watching a lot of We've been watching a lot of Carnival on DVD, because Carnival is good.
All right. I don't know. Scully may or may not be available to do the Monday show, so I may end up doing it instead, or I might not. I might see you Thursday, I might see you Monday. I don't know what the story is, but anyway, hope you've enjoyed the show, and hope you continue to listen to the radio and enjoy other stuff on the radio. I'll see you guys later. Thank you.